Again, this is the first mitzvah of the Torah, the mitzvah of Piru Revu, which is the mitzvah to have children. It's not always in a person's control. The person has to try to get married. Daven to Hashem, you should have children. And as we discussed in the last Mishnah and in this Mishnah, he cannot marry someone if he knows that person can't have children. El im kayash lebanim, unless he has children, so he was mekayim the mitzvah. No, he's not mechuyev bedavka to marry someone that could have children. How many children does he have in order to fulfill the mitzvah? B'shamim, the B'shamim say, shnei zecharim, two boys. They learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons. Then he separated himself from Tzipora. For whatever reasons, Moshe Rabbeinu had to do that, but first he had two sons. So we learned that Moshe was mekayim the mitzvah of Piru Revu. U'besilim, the Besil say, zachar in a cave. No, he has to have a male, a boy baby, and a girl baby. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, zachar in a cave, b'ra. The Besil say like this, the tachlis of the mitzvah of Piru Revu is yeshav oil, and the world should have a kiyam. So let's look at the Maisa Hashem. How did Hashem start the world? Hashem created a zachar in a cave, Adam and Chava, so that the world should have a kiyam. So for the mitzvah of Piru Revu, you have to have a zachar in a cave. Aye, how come Moshe Rabbeinu went away from Tzipora after two sons? Hashem told him to, because of Moshe Rabbeinu's level of nevuah. That doesn't mean that he fulfilled the mitzvah before, and he just did what Hashem told him to do at that time. Zok the Mishnah Vayita. Nasi Isha, a person married a woman of a Shaima Eser Shanim, and he was with her for 10 years, of a lo yolda, and she had no sons. Ein Rishoy Levatl, he's not permitted to be Mevatl from the mitzvah of Piri Verivya. Either he divorces her and marries someone else, or, again, this is before the Chayim Rebbein Nigershon that prevents us from having two wives, she marry another wife. Where do we get the 10 years? We find that by Avraham Avinu, after he was 10 years with Sarah, and he didn't have a son, he married Hagar. And he was much more than 10 years with Sarah, but the days that he was in Chutz Laaretz didn't count. As it could be, was the fact that he was in Chutz Laaretz, that was Garimit. But that matter says about Tenurif. Let's say one of them is sick, or one was Chas V'Shalom imprisoned. That doesn't count for the 10 years. Zok the Mishnah, Gersha, if he divorces his wife after 10 years, when there's no children, muteres, it's mutter for her, linose la'acha, to marry someone else. That second person doesn't have to say, oh, she was already married 10 years, she doesn't have children. No. He's allowed to marry her. Rishoya sheni l'shesima eseshanim. And the second one can also wait 10 years. Vayter zakt the Mishnah ve'im hipila, let's say she did become a yuber, she was expecting a baby, but she lost the baby. So the husband counts 10 years from the time that she lost the baby. Who's mechuyev in the mitzvah of Piru Revu? Ha'ish mitzvah al priya revia. A man has the chiyev of Piru Revu. Avalah isha. The woman does not have the chiyev. Although the Ramah paskens very clearly that a woman al pi halacha has to try to get married. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says no, both on the man and on the woman. Al shneimu oimer. On Adam and on Chava, does the Pasuk say, Vayavarach Eisem Alekim, Vayoymer Lahem, Peru Revu? So you see that the mitzvah is on both, but the Batanur says that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, every person is Mechuyev to try to get married and have children. Even after a person has children, by the way, he's supposed to try to get married. But technically speaking, when a person had a son and a daughter, according to the Beis Hillel, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Piru Revu. The Mishnah say two sons. We learned in our Mishnah that if a person married a woman and was with her for 12 years and she did not have children, he has to divorce her or marry someone else. The Ramah brings a sheet of Bizman Hazeh. We don't force people to do this, by the way. We learned that if a person came from Chutz Laaretz or Eretz Yisrael, we don't count the years he was in Chutz Laaretz. If a person does send his wife out after 10 years, she can marry someone else. And he would wait 10 years. If the wife did become a yubez, but she lost the baby, the 10 years starts from the time that she lost the baby. And then we learned only a man is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Piru Revu. Technically, the woman is not mechuyev in the mitzvah. But the Ramah says she still is mechuyev to try to get married. I want to tell you a nice vart I once heard. Really, any of the Taryag mitzvahs,